Namaste to everyone. Bowing with great gratitude in this moment that changes so quickly. So we take advantage. Once we actually recognize it, because we've watched it, we've watched it. Ooh, there it is, gone. We try to grasp onto it. Nope, gone. Water through our fingers. Gone. So that recognition really inspires, encourages, and instills in each of us. Wow. This be here now thing, when we really take it on, really watch it, really discover it. It means this now is for goodness. This now is for cherishing others, not cherishing ourselves. There's nothing to be gained in cherishing ourselves. Nothing. It's a very small circle. But this now, lived with joy and enthusiasm for others. Wow, that gives back. And when, due to any reason, it is important to figure out something for ourselves, to address something that is related to ourself only. Like I have a walker so that I can walk. I have given walkers to others, yes, but it's something related to me. It's something related to my safety, to my independence, and so forth. So it is something related to me. Is it a self-cherishing? Sure, of course it is. Me being independent and safe is about me want loving me. So sure. Let's call it what it is. But self-cherishing doesn't have to be narcissistic, right? It can be common sense, right? Is it still cherishing myself? Yes, absolutely. 100%. Is it narcissistic? No, at least in the example I'm giving, it's not. It's straightforward. That wants to be pointed out as a distinction. And this inspiration of each moment being so fleeting, so ephemeral, which is why we try to grasp the moment, which is why we try to turn things that are constantly changing. And everything is, every phenomenon is, constantly changing into something more stable because it gives us a sense of security. But our true sense of security has to come from inside, from our core, from our heart. And what does that, how do we foster that? We foster that by cherishing others, by being for others, by doing for others. Well, I can't do much, physically, because this body has an MS. So I can't do that much anymore, except sit and pray and have gratitude and pray it forward constantly, constantly, constantly. So the physicality does not determine So again, in this now, in this fleetingness of now, what are the opportunities that all of us have to bow, namaste, to care for others, to wish for others, to have joy for others, to celebrate and wish for everyone's well-being and everyone's happiness and everyone's safety? There's limitless possibilities within the context of each of our now. Limitless possibilities. And we will find over and over again that the ruminations, the anxiety, the worry, the doubt, these kinds of things that are so troublesome oftentimes in our mind, that are about self-focus, that they lighten up. We're not so entangled, but we are attending to the things that need to be attended. Because every moment is turned into empathy and compassion for all beings, no matter what our circumstances are. It's so freeing, my friends. Namaste. It's so freeing no matter what our circumstances are. Namaste. Namaste. So may I be filled with loving kindness. And we say it together. May I be filled with loving kindness. So that every single moment, namaste, every single moment, praying it forward, every single moment, thinking of others first, and let my circumstances, if there's a hardship or a difficulty or a lack of some kind that is a true lack, not just because my personality wants something easy and conveniently. But a true lack. May I, in my personal experience, in my now, recognize this as an example of something that all manner of beings, countless, countless, are in this moment experiencing also, and have empathy and compassion. And when I, filled with loving kindness, am experiencing happiness, joy, beauty, friendship, respect. Someone being courteous, someone being kind. May I, in that moment, think of all other beings. And from that experience of loving kindness and someone being kind to me, turn it into a wish for all beings. May all beings be treated with respect. May all beings have their needs met. May all beings be sustained and supported. May all beings safely get from here to there. When we're in our car, when we're walking, when we're bike riding, and we are safely getting from here to there. May all beings safely get from here to there. You see. It's so inspiring. It's so joyful. So namaste. May I be filled with loving kindness. May I be well. In all dimensions of my being, physicality is the smallest dimension. It's the most noticeable, but it's the smallest dimension. So may I, together, each of us, earnestly, we wish ourselves, may I be well. Well, well in mind, well in thoughts, well in emotions. Well in our spiritual path, well in our aspirations, Well, and applications of those aspirations, etc. May I be well. Because if that is only measured by, is my knee bothering me today? Or, something like that. Boy, that's a very, that's kind of silly if we really think about it. May I be well. And that's worth noticing, my friend, right? If we measure our wellness and our happiness by convenience and inconvenience, notice it in our culture that is based on those things and didn't always used to be. May I know peace and ease deeply, truly, one moment to the next. May I know it. May my mind be at peace and ease, my emotions at peace and ease, my parasympathetic system at peace and ease. The emanations, the auric field that goes out from me, and that is all, and basically I inhabit. May it be one of peace and ease. One's environment. May I know peace and ease. May I be happy. This kind of happiness that we are experiencing right now. This is the primary kind being invoked. And other kinds of happiness, sure. But this is the primary kind being involved. Recall to mind, let's say someone neutral like our neighbor. May you be filled with loving kindness. In the same way we invoked it for ourselves. May you know peace, and I'm sorry, may you be well. May you know peace and ease. May you be happy. May you be happy. And it's worthwhile when we turn to all beings that we think of a category. May all insects, all beings, but hold a category. So that over time, as we do that, may all beings, but in our mind, it's all insects. May all beings, in our mind, it's all fish, and so forth. In our mind, it's all whales and dolphins, like that, so that we start to really get a sense of what we're talking about with the idea of all beings, all ghosts, all elementals, all human beings, and so forth. So it really becomes quite a way to establish for ourselves and explore what that term all beings might mean for someone, for us individually. So, you know, offer that as a practice. And this morning, we'll do it generically. But I really encourage that. It's quite revelatory. May all beings be filled with loving kindness. May all beings be well. May all beings know peace and ease. May all beings be happy. We take a long, slow, deep breath together with all beings. Love you all. Truly, truly create your day for the well-being of all beings. Love you.